The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
About what's going on in the world, courtesy of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta is in New Orleans, and Jennifer is in Los Angeles. So, Roberta, I was noticing the story from New Orleans, a couple of different stories, actually. The situation with Will Smith and the people who are working with him, the lawyers, want to remove the police department from the case. Is this Will Smith's lawyer? No, this is the other guy. This is the person who shot him, apparently. Is that the story behind the story? Why would they want that?
Well, because, you know, he was having dinner with, you know, one of the police officers who allegedly shot his father years ago.
Will Smith.
Although
was.
They're saying that had no connection to the Will Smith. Yeah, Will Smith was having dinner with one of the police officers who was accused years ago of shooting the defendant's father. And although they're saying that had nothing to do with the actual shooting, that he didn't realize that he had dinner. This all came from an accident altercation. They're saying that there's no way that he would get a fair trial because of the police department.
All right, let's try this again. So I understand all of the players here because I'm confused. Jennifer, I know you're confused.
Let's get out our big whiteboard.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. Cardale Hayes is the guy who shot Will Smith.
Yes.
8 times in the back.
Who shot Will Smith, correct. Hayes.
Right.
Right.
It was self-defense.
Right.
Right, okay. So now he's asking,
saying that Will Smith was going back to his car to get a gun.
Right. It's a stand your ground case.
Okay. So Will Smith was having dinner with the father of Hayes?
No, with one of the police officers. No, with Hayes' father was shot, I believe it was 8 years ago, by police.
Hayes' father was shot by police 8 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Will Smith was having dinner with one of those officers who was accused in the shooting.
I got it. And then how did Hayes know that Smith was having dinner with this officer? One would wonder. Wouldn't you wonder? Aren't you
he
curious
didn't.
About that?
He didn't know. No, he didn't know. He didn't know.
This is just a coincidence.
It was just a coincidence that this really arose from a traffic altercation.
How many people believe that much in coincidence?
Sometimes coincidence.
Well, you know, if you look at the videos, they have a lot of video just from, you know, street cameras, mm-hmm. and you could see Will Smith's car hitting the back of Hayes's Hummer.
Yeah.
Hayes's Hummer.
I mean,
and they're saying it was just like it was a type of a little tap that like happens in New York City all the time, and people just go, yeah, whatever, and just go on their way. So then Will Smith pulls over to the side, and then Hayes pulls over to the side, and Will Smith just goes around him. He doesn't stop. Now, actually, that was smart on Will Smith's part, because there are crimes committed where somebody will tap the back of someone's car, hoping they'll stop and get out and rob them.
Right.
So, I mean, that was certainly plausible that he just kind of just, especially because it didn't seem to be much of anything, just kind of went around. Well, at that point, Hayes started
black?
Pursuing Will Smith.
Is Hayes black?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so is Smith.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And so is Smith. And apparently then Hayes smashed into the back of Smith's car, which pushed Smith into the car in front of him, and Smith got out, and, you know, and there was a verbal altercation that took place. And, you know, I guess at one point now we have some witnesses are saying that that Hayes said, "I have a gun." I think Smith said, "Well, I have a gun, too," at which point he started heading back to his car and Hayes shot him.
Mm-hmm. This is not Will Smith, the actor. That has happened.
No.
any number of times. This is a football player.
No. This is the football player. This is a Saints player.
Keep in mind, Will Smith had his family in his car.
The Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had his wife in his car.
Yeah. Woof. All right. That's one angle of what's going on. I find, New Orleans has become a different city since Katrina. There's so much more vibrancy. It's always been known as an entertainment capital. You know, the various things that you go down there for. I remember going to the Super Bowl there in New Orleans when I was running a radio station in Boston that had the Patriots on the air. They were in the Super Bowl. It was 1986. And it was, I think, my first time in New Orleans, maybe my second. And I thought it was kind of a sleepy town other than what went on around the activities that, you know, we specifically were there for. But now this hustle and bustle with all the things that are going on now, there is a discussion today about the Canal Street freeway tunnel being built. Apparently, there's a problem, a bulge in the wall of the tunnel that was built in the 60s is starting to collapse. You don't know about this?
I saw this, yeah. It's making national news.
There's a new highway.
How could there be a tunnel?
There's a decaying tunnel underneath Canal Street.
Tunnel.
Right. All right, we're having a little problem with Roberta's sound, so let's work on that for a moment. 13 after the hour here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
All right, quarter past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. We're talking about this tunnel, which Roberta says is being used for parking. There's a This is confusing to me. That's sort of why I was trying. This, it looks like a held over construction project from the rebuild after Katrina. There's a six lane freeway tunnel built underneath Canal Street in the 60s that has collapsed or is starting to collapse because there's water leaking on the walls. And what I see here, what I sense, Roberta, is this is a leftover from Katrina, something that wasn't addressed then. Nobody really investigated because they were too busy doing what was on the surface. Now it looks like this thing, this looks kind of dangerous, actually. Canal Street is where a lot of people go. The tourist district is certainly all around that, isn't it? You're not far from Canal Street yourself, if
well,
I remember.
This is right
that,
by right? the Harrah's. Yeah, it's right by the Harrah's Casino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the casino that's downtown at the right at the end of Canal,
right.
Just before the river. And apparently the wall is bulging, it's leaking water, and they're concerned that the street might collapse into it. So they're just, you know, sealed off traffic, nobody can go there, and they're just going to investigate and see what's going on. And that's one of the busiest sections of New Orleans as well.
Right.
So,
well, they were building.
It's kind of a big deal, especially since they have the casino.
Right. They were building a new highway around using this tunnel, but the tunnel doesn't seem to have an integrity, so it's the collapse means that I would guess that the project is over. I wouldn't think I wouldn't want to be driving on
there. There was supposed to be a riverfront. Yeah.
Nothing in the project was
supposed to go across the river.
I remember when we had the big dig in Boston and the aftermath of that.
That was a nightmare.
Well, several people have been killed since the tunnel opened because pieces of the tunnel would fall, collapse onto cars driving in the tunnel. One woman a few years ago was killed. A 4-ton piece of concrete fell off the ceiling and into her car and crushed her.
Wow.
And that sort of thing has happened here and there because building these tunnels is massively expensive. And they often, in this case, the tunnel was supposed to cost, the big dig was supposed to cost $4 or $5 billion, ended up costing $14 billion. And so they cut corners as they can to supposedly save money. And in this circumstance, they had the hangers that they put these huge pieces of concrete on weren't strong enough, so they had to take them. After that incident, they had to shut the tunnel down, take all of these things down, and reinforce the steel that held them up. And they, you know, that kind of stuff goes on all the time, and we, the taxpayer, take it in the neck. Oy. Secret Service in the news today, failing to react when a knife-wielding man jumped the White House fence. The reason they were criticized is because they weren't doing their job, but they say that there was construction going on and there were faulty radio signals. This is the story.
Here, what radio signal do you need when a man with a knife jumps over a barrier? I mean, do you need a radio at that point, or can you just see a man with a knife jumping over a barrier?
It's just more foolishness. These people are incompetent. They all ought to be fired. New people brought in that know what they're doing. Omar Gonzalez was his name. He scaled the fence, made it to the White House, then he was subdued there. The Secret Service says, well, after all, no other fence jumper has ever made it across the White House. The Secret Service has done an extraordinary job protecting the president. This has only happened once.
Yeah.
Really?
But this guy, like, made it in, didn't he? Like, he was all the way
inside. Yeah, he was inside the White House.
I know.
So the report suggests that they are not being trained well, the Secret Service men and women. They are inexperienced. They're using old equipment, and all of that stuff contributed to the situation. But under the circumstances, what are we paying these people for? Why are they using old equipment? Why are they improperly trained? What are we doing? Why? What? Why? Would be the question. Isn't that the right question?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, so there's a lot of food for thought in that. Aye, aye, aye. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are who we are. We are what we are. We are where we are. 23 at the hour on Good Day. That's Kesha. Man, we sure know who she is now. I didn't know who this woman was a few
months
ago.
Now we talk about her every day.
Now we seem to talk about her all the time. She's coming face to face with Dr. Luke because she's going to testify under oath as part of the battle with her mother and Dr. Luke. I don't know how her mother's involved in this. What's the story with Dr. Luke's name is Lukasz Sebastian Gottwald, and he has to give a deposition in June to address her claims that he raped her. Her mother is also involved in the case after she sued Dr. Luke for causing her daughter emotional distress. So now the court date has actually been set. I guess that's the news here, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, what are people in Los Angeles saying about this more than
anybody?
Well,
you know, I mean, I think people are supportive of Kesha. Maybe people are getting a little weary of it. It seems like we're talking about her every single day.
Yeah, be done with it.
But she is fighting for herself, and I think probably the biggest story of the weekend is that she finally broke her self-imposed ban on performing since all of this started going down. She went to Coachella over the weekend and got on stage and sang True Colors. You know the song by Cyndi Lauper?
Right. Yeah.
Did a beautiful job with it, and also sent a message to Dr. Luke, you know, True Colors, you show me your true colors. I would imagine there was a hidden message in there. But look, if this guy is so bad and she thinks that she can go in front of a judge and her mom thinks that she can help with her testimony to take him down, I guess we just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a trend in the, I don't know if we call them disco still, the dance clubs.
Yeah, we don't call them discos. We call them clubs.
Call them discos. Call them clubs.
Yeah, go to the club.
There are a lot of people now who are performers. I would say they are questionable celebrities. I think about one of them who was married to one of the Kardashians or...
Oh, Scott Disick, you're talking about.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He's never a loser. Married.
He's a complete loser, but he trades on the notoriety or the familiarity or whatever it is that goes with being a person associated with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
So clubs apparently hire him, nightclubs hire him, and they pay him a lot of money, and other people as well, apparently,
yeah,
who do this
sort
of thing.
Huge trend in Vegas. And even now Atlantic City has kind of followed suit. Because they're, I don't know if it's attendance, but their tourism has been down in those places because there's Indian casinos, there's other clubs that you can go to. People aren't traveling as much. Maybe they don't have as much money. So to bring people in, Vegas, Atlantic City, all these other areas where there's a lot of places to go, bring in these high with the celebrities, I guess, even though he's probably to come in, they play music, stand behind the DJ booth, you know, they're there to just kind of hang out, even though you never really get close to these guys. They're all roped off behind in a VIP section.
Well, why would you
somewhere.
Go, why would that be an attraction to get somebody to go to a nightclub? I don't
we
even
live in
Who
the
cares?
Time of the selfie, and I think for millennials, it's all about going out, taking pictures, getting the proof that you are with somebody who's sort of famous, and posting it up online.
Why does that make you seem like you're more? But why do people need to feel like they are they that insecure? They need to feel like they have been seen with or are part of the lifestyle of the rich and famous. What the hell is that all about?
It's you know what, insecure or not, sad or not, it's just truth. You know, people think these big parties are where it's at. I can't stand them. I've been to a few, and it's just ugh. It's just too much. Too many people. Too loud. It's gross.
Yeah. But there is
a my lawn.
Yeah, right. It's money basically for doing nothing and being no one.
Oh yeah, and he makes big money for doing that. By the way,
being nobody and no one. Don't we wish we could make money like that? $150 $150,000 a week in some of these joints. Woof.
I know.
28 after the hour here on Good Day.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, this is a good day. What are you thankful for today, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, waking up, thankful. Really? I'm optimistic I'm going to get some good news at the eye doctor. All kinds of good stuff.
All right, so that's you hold a thought. We'll all hold a good thought that Jennifer's eye is going to be much better in the morrow. By the morrow, is that how it works?
By the morrow, good sir. I don't know. That's a fancy.
Speaking of tomorrow, let's say goodbye collectively to Fidel Castro, 89-year-old Cuban revolutionary leader, told the communist. Say it again. There it is. The Communist Party Congress that he will die soon, and has urged its members to fulfill his vision. He announced that Mr. Castro's brother Raul and his deputy will continue to lead for the next 5 years. How about that?
Barkworthy.
Speaking of that, the Pentagon. Now, the Cubans were responsible for the Cold War. You know, that whole business that took place in the 60s and in the 70s started around the Cuban Missile Crisis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now that all that stuff is over, although some people think we're in another Cold War, the Pentagon announced yesterday it wants to sell many of the missiles that used to be pointed at Russia to a new exploration company, a space exploration company. It's called Orbital ATK. They want to repurpose the missiles as commercial satellites. The government would have to change restrictions on the sale of missiles, because right now, strange enough, these nuclear missiles are not for sale. I know it's hard to believe, but
I thought I saw one at Kmart the other day. Weird. My mistake.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? You know, you hear all of these stories, or you follow the theme on certain television shows that the, you know, and 24 is probably a pretty good example of this. What happens if? And all of this, but today we seem to be more focused on it because there seems to be a worry that the guys in Daesh, for example, or Al-Qaeda could get a hold of some nuclear material. So there's nothing good. I don't see dismantling these things and having more people involved in them. It shows the folly of having done this in the first place. This was one of the dumbest things mankind has ever done, creating the nuclear arsenals, the atomic bombs, that sort of thing. Edward Teller, who was the father of the A-bomb, went to his grave saying he wished he had never, ever done what he did.
Seeking power. I mean, that's what it all comes down to.
Right,
more
exactly.
Power.
Power and control. That's all it is power and control. And look at the mess that it's created. But the money that's being spent, because now there is a proposal to, and I think the Americans, the Russians, and the Chinese now are in on this so-called new nuclear weapons race. They're trying to figure out how they can buy and or manufacture and sell, either buying and or selling, nuclear weapons that are smaller and much more efficient. That's what we need, is a more efficient bomb to blow up more people, taking less space. It would use a lighter warhead to get missile to get the warhead to its... I mean, this is the stuff we worry about. North Korea, for example, doing something like this, and yet we're doing the same thing. We're creating these things, and the possibilities are endless.
But we can be trusted because we're us.
Ah, yes.
You're missing the memo here.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I missed the point. Sorry about that.
It's sort of like that.
That rewind.
Gosh. How many times do I say this? It's like that I Love Lucy episode where they get the lottery ticket and they split it in half, and then they are arguing over who should hold the lottery ticket, right? Because, I mean, it's just the same thing, because we're the ones that can be trusted, of course, you know, and they probably feel the same way about us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think anybody can be trusted with this stuff. There's no reason for it.
At this point, you're right.
No.
But what do you do? I mean, how do you suck that genie back in the bottle? You can't.
We have to do it because they're doing it, because we have to do it because they're doing it, because we have to do it because they do it. It's that, it's like beating a dead horse, for God's sakes. At some point, you got to have some leadership and some balsam and stand up and say no. And then get the other people, that's real leadership, to figure, okay, you got really nothing to worry about, because we really don't have anything to worry about, because nothing survives if you use these things. Everybody and everything is destroyed.
So who wants to use them?
Right, exactly. So why are you spending the money and the time and the effort to make bigger and better ones, or smaller and better ones that'll kill more people? It just doesn't make any sense to me. You got to be nuts to want to. You talk about nuclear, I mean, the polluting of the air. There's a new study out this week. This is news, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The new year is off to a record-breaking start for global temperatures.
Uh-oh.
Global warming, climate change.
It was very warm. You know, we were supposed to get a lot of rain here in California, and we did up north, just not down south. And it has been very warm, I'll give them that much.
I thought this weekend when I was there, everything looked nice and green.
Yeah, well, there's been more rain than usual. It's just
right.
They were thinking we were going to be flooded out around here. It hasn't been like that.
No, the floods are limited to Houston, New Orleans, that whole area, and looks like more rain there toward the end of the week. It's still going to be rainy in Houston. They've had 24 inches of rain.
Crazy.
In 4 or 5 days.
And the images from there, when you see it, when the cars are floating by, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I don't think there's anything messier than an abundance of water. I mean, it just is so destructive.
You can't escape it. You don't
realize how destructive water is until you've had a flood in your home. And then when you think about it on a large scale in a city like that, it's really scary.
Very, 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 very destructive. The whole business, speaking of destructive, of Volkswagen and their diesel engines, the EPA, and it's unrealistic. This is something, BMW now is in this fight, and apparently Mercedes is about to get into it, because they have, on one hand, made these cars, and They've done it in sort of compliance with, or they followed what the lead was, because Volkswagen sells more diesel than anybody else. So they said, okay, we'll do what you're doing. And now it looks like there are other car companies that are coming under scrutiny. And what makes me think that it's not really the car companies, although the way Volkswagen has handled this, they've not been good. This thing's been going on now for a couple of years, and they still haven't really come down to the point. My son has one of these cars, and they've told him four different things at four different times about what they're going to do. We'll give you another car. We'll cut your payments. We'll do this. We'll do that.
They haven't done anything.
Nothing. Uh-huh. Zero. Haven't done a thing yet. Nope. So now this week, the Mitsubishi Corporation says it has falsified its fuel economy test data because the emissions levels need to look more favorable. Their shares have been going down because their market share has been going down. But now with the admission of this, as of the early morning trading, the value of Mitsubishi stock is down $1.2 billion because of these are gas engines, by the way. These are not diesel engines. These are gas engines.
You know me. I like to be a little hard on the government. And we can't let them off the hook for this one because these companies, and look, it's not easy to defend
big
corporations, but we can't let the government off the hook on this because they create standards that are so high that are almost impossible for these companies to meet.
Unrealistic.
They're so aggressive and so unrealistic, and then the companies try to meet them, they can't, and so what do? You can't go out of business, you can't not be competitive, so then they start falsifying all this stuff. I mean, it's really, these are such self-made scandals. I mean, these are things that are not killing people. They're not hurting people that drive the car. I mean, what this is basically trying to answer these government standards that are unreachable.
Yeah. Undoable, unreachable, untenable. And yet, again, back to the same thing. We're paying our taxes this week. Looking at the way the money is being spent for all this regulation. The EPA is so out of control, has grown so much in the last 8 years. It is. It's out of control. And it's time we recognize it and did something about it. That would be my wish, and that would be, if I were king for a day, that would be my command. Take the EPA and stuff it.
Shove it.
All right, I want to fix something else at the moment.
Is that environmentally friendly to shove it, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Bags and puffiness around your eyes, problem for lots of people. And if you have that problem, or you have your eye thing to deal with.
Yeah, I had a ton of swelling. It's better now,
really?
But I had a lot of swelling.
All right, well, hopefully you're not going to go through what Jennifer went through with her eyes. But if you want to diminish wrinkles, if you want skin repair around your eyes, if you want smoothness when people look at your eyes, and you don't want them to see the aging effects of stress, what you want them to see is a nice, really nice sort of flat skin around your eyes. This is a great scientific breakthrough. This is not a secret anymore. A lot of people spent a lot of money getting this product, and now it's available on the open market from Chamonix. The product is something we've been talking about for a long time on this program. And Genucel, which is the product's name, is created from using apple stem, the stem cell research done on apples. And the serum, I was trying to place what this stuff smelled like, Jennifer, because it's not watery, it's not oily, it feels good in your hand, and if you put it up to your nose, it smells familiar because it's apple. There's an apple component to this. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. Crow's feet will be gone. They will not come back. Use Genucel for a couple of months, and you will sense that there's a difference because you'll see the difference, you'll like the difference, and you'll want to tell other people, this is what happened to me. Call 800-543-9262 and get in on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer. Right now, call the company. It's the spring clearance event. 800-543-9262. The order will be doubled. When you order, I think it's a three-month cycle. It's usually you order a three-month supply, you get another 3 months free. 800-543-9262. Call now. Save big on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer for people who've never used it before. Now's the time to get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags, darkness under your eyes. 800-543-9262. This stuff works. I probably shouldn't call it stuff. This product works as they say it does. That's why so many millions of Americans are using it, men and women alike. 800-543-9262. Put it to work for you. Make your eyes glisten and glow with Genucel. 800-543-9262.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetics, extracts, or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free, 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing. The Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, for those of you who are into entertainment big time, how many of you would like to slide down a 1,000-foot slide? I was at the park the other day with my grandson going down the slide. It's about 5 feet tall.
That I can handle.
This is a glass slide. Mm-hmm. It's 1,000 feet from ground level. When is this thing supposed to open in L.A.?
It's opening up this summer. And it's actually on the tallest building in the West. It's on the U.S. Bank Building in downtown L.A. And this slide, if you get a chance, and you know, I'll post it up on our Facebook page. If you get a chance to look at this, facebook.com/Good Day Show. It is incredible. I mean, it doesn't look all that safe. I mean, there's a lot of glass.
No, it doesn't look safe at all. It's horrible.
It looks like someone sort of just put this arm on the side of a building. But it's supposed to give people a view of Los Angeles like never before. And you really do sit down. You sit on your bottom and you just sort of slide. And you can look all around you. I'm going to pass. I'm going to let somebody else go first before I do it.
But 1,000 feet, that's a fifth of a mile. You're going to slide down this thing. Is there a tube around it? It must be.
There is. There's like a wall structure around it. But you glide down it from the 70th floor to the 69th floor to the observation deck. Hey, but it's a deal so far. It's only going to cost you $8 to use the slide.
Oof. Excuse me. It shows this. But think about it. Unga bunga. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Now, 53 past the hour. Yes. Tech Talk time. Greg Stemmen, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here. And he and Victoria will save the day, save me from myself when it comes to talking about
technology. I don't know, Doug. That's asking for a lot.
Is it really now? Well, we'll find out how that works and what the latest news is from the technology space. That's what they call it, right? Now
it's the space.
Technology space. In just a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
All right. So this is an interesting story, Greg, in that the internet is so influential on our businesses these days. This story may make you think again about that. Here's Chad Carter from Newsbeat. talking about what happened when the National Environmental Research Council invited the public to pick a name for their new icebreaker. Listen to this.
The online boat naming initiative runs aground after crowd favorite Bodie McBoatface garners more than 124,000 votes. The Natural Environment Research Council poll closed on April 16th after receiving more than 7,000 name suggestions from the public. A $300 million British research ship could be christened the RRS Bodie McBoatface after the name blew all other suggestions out of the water. The boat is a 423-foot-long Arctic research vessel set to sail in Antarctica in 2019. The Research Council originally was hoping for an inspirational or historic name honoring an explorer or scientist, but after former BBC presenter James Hand suggested the Boatface moniker, it seemed there'd be no turning back. The final decision on the name now rests with the group's chief executive, Duncan Wingham. The name in second place, receiving about a quarter of the amount of votes, is the RRS Poppy Mai, honoring a 16-month-old girl with incurable cancer.
There you go. Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoatface. And, yeah, good, great.
Yeah. The only reason I got
social media at work.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of most people. Technology is such a broad, sort of all-encompassing thing. We were talking earlier about the New York Times and the problems it's having with advertisers and advertising, and the stuff keeps popping up. Not only does it pop up when you're using the Times site, but there is now a mechanism apparently to grab your interest, and it shows up no matter what. I'm having all kinds of trouble with things that I have no interest in that were advertised at the Times, and I clicked it X to get rid of it, and the cookie grabbed it, and now it's all over my screen. Right? Okay.
Yep. Yes. So you know what they call that when that happens?
No.
They call that a Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, is that what they call it? Okay, good to know. Intel is cutting 12,000 jobs. So let's explain what Intel. Do we have the sounder for Intel? Whatever it is that when they put Intel inside your computer. What the heck is Intel first?
So Intel is the, you know, it's funny. The word just left my head. It's the brains of your computer, and I can't think of a technical term.
That's right. Brains of your computers are.
I'm embarrassed to say that I cannot summon the word.
Motherboard?
The what? The mother? No, it's the... Let's move on. It's the brain of your computer. The brain of my computer is not summoning
operating
up
system,
what Intel does, which is very embarrassing. Okay. But it used to be that every quality computer had Intel inside, which is why we got so accustomed to hearing that sound.
Right.
We don't buy
processors,
computers the
right?
way the processor. Thank you. We don't buy computers the way we used to.
Mm-hmm.
So the demand for Intel processors has dropped off dramatically. It gets worse every year.
Yeah.
They're not inside, for instance, Apple iPads and iPhones, and they need
That's
to
a
find
big problem,
a new way to
yeah.
build. Yeah, it's a huge problem.
All right, so they better find another business model or they'll be gonzo. Greg.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.